So Zoom through.
Clear is the one you got to pay for, though, right?
You got to pay for PreCheck too.
Yeah, but the Clear one is like a private company.
Yeah.
That's when I saw that in the airport. That's when I was like, you know what? This is like a cruel joke.
Oh, it's all bullshit.
But they're like, do you want? Because they offer it at the airport. They go in the days when there's a huge line. They're like, do you want to pay $20 to skip the fucking security? And it's like, that shouldn't exist. Like, what do you think? Al-Qaeda can't put together $20. That's the premise of Clear.
No. You just skip the line. You still got to do security.
Mm. You got to go through the metal detector.
No. If you have PreCheck, you get to skip whichever line you're supposed to go through.
What do you mean?
If you're clear, but you don't have PreCheck, you just skip the non-PreCheck line.
But also, they can
line.
Take PreCheck away from you.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure.
Why?
And they don't have to tell you; they'll just take it away.
That would honestly
do too many.
I would kill myself.
On the computer.
Yeah. If let's say you're standing in line at PreCheck or whatever, and you say something like, "There's not supposed to be a line at PreCheck or whatever,"
they soup Nazi you.
Yeah, they'll go on the computer.
No PreCheck.
They go on the computer and they click something, and your name goes red.
Oh my god.
Cuz that happened to me when I got into a fight with that lady in Chicago and I started yelling at her and then ripped her name tag off her shirt.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
No, there was a lady who I was like, "What's your fucking name? You're going to tell me that it's weather." And she's like, "Well, it's weather, so there's no refund." It's like, you just canceled a fucking flight. They said on the plane it's fucking mechanical.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me, like, let the customer service agent on the phone lie about it. But you want to do this now.
Yeah.
And then she had her name tag flipped around. And I'm like, "What is your name?" You know, I
flipped. You fucking touched her tits.
Yeah, and she went on. She's like, "Yeah, they put some fucking red thing on my name." I'm like, "What the fuck did you just do?"
What did it say? Guantanamo?
Yeah.
God damn, dude. That's so fucking funny.
Fuck
you. Them. Lead the league in fucking...
You're so bad at customer service.
Customer service fucking squabbles.
Here's the thing. I have all the sympathy in the world for customer service people when the company fucks up.
Yeah.
But if you want to be a company man, and try to act like, and when you got no goddamn.
And there's
world.
Just something about your energy that's like, these people are like, "Yeah, I'm going in on
then
this."
Then fuck
guy.
You. If you want to take the fall for
there's
your
there's something
company,
about
no,
you.
I know what he means. I mean, it's like,
you,
of course.
Can.
But you know what I'm saying.
If I'm a customer service, I'm giving everyone free shit.
I've worked a lot of customer service jobs, and I was never that. I was literally fucking
of course.
Never that.
And who am I? What do you think? I haven't gotten into some fucking shouting matches when I'm just... Not, when it's just that kind of day. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it happens to you 98% of the time.
Yeah,
I feel like...
True.
Not 98, but a real percentage, 60. I think it happens more often than it doesn't. And there's a mix of bad luck and just something... The way black people hate Adam... customer
all,
service
all,
people hate
I
you.
I don't know. You know, I've been dealing with Verizon lately, and it hasn't been like that at all. Everyone I've spoken to, they get it. They know it's fucked up.
That's
but
good.
The thing I'm in with them now, Verizon cut all the fucking phone lines in the city with the understanding that they'd roll Fios out. I've waited years, years to not have to use fucking Optimum.
Yeah.
And they say that it's ready in the neighborhood, so they report that to the city. That like, "Oh, well, you know, per our agreement, this entire block is Fios ready." But they can't install it. They have to fucking, there's no access to any of this shit back here. They're like, "Yeah, just talk to 7 of your neighbors and coordinate a day where all of you can, you know." And it's they're not going to fucking do that.
Of course.
If somebody came to my door and they were like, "Hey, let's all put a group chat together, you know."
Yeah, I'd be like, "No."
Yeah, for the build.
So that one guy can get fucking...
Yeah.
So one guy can watch Tucker Carlson? Just telling my dad, "I'm trying to watch Tucker Carlson.
I'm tired of catching him online."
Yeah.
I need the
I want to watch it live. And I was wondering if I could have your phone number so
I'm
we could make a group chat.
I'm the guy that's been blasting Joe Rogan episodes. I'm trying to upgrade.
Yeah.
To Joe Rogan 2.0.
To bow tie. The guy with the bow tie who looks gay. Tucker does Tucker get pussy? Has he ever had like a... Is he married?
I think he got rid of the
bow tie. I haven't gotten pussy.
Tie.
Ever.
No bow tie anymore?
How much pussy have I gotten?
No, I think he stopped.
Zero. None.
He really had a nice little comeback there after being on Dancing with the Stars.
After getting Jon Stewart yelling at him
on
Crossfire.
How about Dancing with the R's?
Oh, I
okay.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Who wants to dance with me?"
That's good. Would it be on ABC still?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. I would watch that.
A baby channel.
Shout out to fucking... who won it? Who's the NBA player that just won it, Adam? What was his name?
Michael Jordan.
No, no, no.
Kobe Bryant.
No, no.
Yeah.
He was on the Cavs.
He came down from heaven.
He was on the Knicks, yeah. His wife.
J.R. Smith?
His wife is really hot. She's a singer.
Oh, Iman Shumpert.
Iman Shumpert just went Dancing with the
Stars. He won?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can't believe that a professional athlete that's really good at moving his body would be able to beat Ricky Lake.
But I think football players have gone on before. Yeah, don't you dare besmirch Ricky Lake.
Is she good at dance? I guess she was in Hairspray.
Don't you fucking dare besmirch Ricky Lake. You fucking piece of shit.
Who else do they get on that? You should go on that.
I would love to. Once, you know.
I'd love to see you in, like, a conga, like, with a bunch of fruit on your head.
My goal is to be, like, the fat neighbor on, like, a sitcom no one ever sees.
Yeah.
But that qualifies me.
Yeah, you're technically a star. Yeah.
And that way I get on there and I fuck one of those one of those little dancer.
I was the fat neighbor. I get to skip the line at the airport.
I get to wear
this fruit basket on my head.
Bum, 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 bum. I would love to start taking dance lessons.
Yeah.
I feel like there is a fluidity to my body, but I lack a natural dance.
You can
acumen.
You can meet a woman.
My little brother's good at dancing. One of my brothers, the trainer, obviously, he's got a fucking very fluid, you know, movements.
He's fleet of foot.
But I think I got a little of that in me, but I need a little instruction.
You can meet a woman at salsa.
That's how a lot of couples. My cousin salsa dances.
A lot of couples get together.
If I were you,
I
would show up on the dance floor and then just slowly start spinning. Mm-hmm. And then increasingly pick up speed.
Okay.
And then just, gravitational force.
That's not how gravity works. And then just sort of twirl around the whole room.
And you have a lady.
Like a tornado, like a Taz situation?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just kind of clearing out the room like a tornado.
Okay.
And that's how I would win Dancing with the Stars.
No, it's
I'd
not,
also bring a gun.
You don't. It's not a combative. I mean, it's not like a fight type thing.
I'm thinking of battle bots.
Yeah, you're thinking of the fuck were those things called? Where you would do the fucking you'd rip it.
Huh?
You ever play the Beyblades. You ever fuck with Beyblades, Adam?
No.
I've never even seen them in person.
I had Beyblades.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's weird, because I only knew them as, like, an autistic thing that people online liked.
No, they were pretty fun. I mean, they didn't last long. Me and my brothers gave them a shot. They didn't maintain. They didn't stick in the rotation.
When we started this podcast.
But they had a cup of coffee.
Early on when I was putting, like, commercials in, I think I put in a... Remember when we used to take a break after 30 minutes?
Yes.
We should bring that back, by the way.
Yeah, that'd be
as many breaks as possible.
Yeah.
Maybe a break right now.
Well,
we do have to sell something at some point.
Let me wait till ibuprofen kicks in.
We basically have started just kind of taking breaks. We basically do a 50-minute podcast, then we do commercials, and from there it's kind of like we wait till the episode's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then when we stop recording, then we really have fun.
Oh yeah.
This is the last year of the show, by the way.
Yeah, and maybe not, you know. Year is kind of pushing it, I think.
It has to end.
For sure.
It has to end.
For us to be free, it has to end.
This doesn't. I don't care. If for whatever reason the Patreon is at $800 million a month at the end of the year, even in that circumstance.
Well, here's what we do. We keep the Patreon going.
Yeah.
And then we just, it's up to you motherfuckers to cancel it. And we just keep cashing checks.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's I got the coronavirus a couple weeks ago, and I have a new lease on life.
Right.
So I'm so excited to be sitting in this chair because I thought I wasn't going to be here anymore.
I got the De Niro virus.
De Niro virus. I didn't know.
What's
about
that?
Hey, I don't feel too good.
I can't smell.
I can't. I
have no sense of taste.
I don't feel too good.
I'm not doing too good over here. I'm coughing.
I'm telling you, I don't feel too good. Okay.
How does it feel to be a survivor, Adam?
It doesn't feel too good.
It feels good. It feels good. I feel connected to all other types of survivors.
Yeah.
Breast cancer, Holocaust. We're all
sexual
equal.
Sexual assault.
Sexual assault. We're all equal,
dude. I love that.
Omicron
somehow is
just as bad.
Like far right.
They say it's the rape.
Far right wing people.
Your lungs were raped.
They say that I was. I didn't even really feel anything.
Far right wing people have gone from denying the Holocaust as a way to annoy Jews They're now claiming that having to like show their paperwork
is the Holocaust.
Is the Holocaust. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people are like, excuse me, but I was in the Holocaust and this is not the same.
It's they're like, can you just die? Okay, yeah, we just thought all you guys were dead.
You're making me agree with these people. Because having the year from you is kind of worse than the Holocaust for me.
Right, for you.
I would rather be put in a work camp than having to listen to you complain about something that happened 100 years ago.
So true.
You know what
are you
talking
about? I took a sip of my tea.
Nick was saying that hearing Holocaust survivors complain about...
Well, I think most of them are dead at this point.
Complain about
no, it's the one that were
the
there.
Cynical use of the Holocaust
yeah.
Is to him as bad as being in the Holocaust.
Oh, right.
Okay. Just to catch you up.
Because it's happening now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a distant memory.
Mm-hmm. It's not something that happened so long ago.
Literally so long ago. They didn't even have fucking telephones back then.
Yeah, I think they did.
They did it, dude.
I think they did.
No.
Yeah, dude. The 40s.
Yeah.
It is fucked up to watch a movie. I watch a movie from like the 30s. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers didn't even know about Hitler at all.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's crazy.
They did. I mean, they did.
Shut up.
Not really. Not in the like early 30s. He was some fucking bitch that got his fucking fucked up with mustard gas.
Yeah, he was making blimps and doing marches.
What, Hitler wasn't fucking shit in like the, you know.
No, I think he came up late 20s.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, whatever. Fuck
you know,
him.
The real.
He fucked off him, late 20s.
The fuck real, him. The real, like.
I said it.
The real fuck tragedy thanks, of history or education
you,
is that they, like. You know, they're like, oh, well, like, you know, why didn't people stop Hitler's rise to power? And it's like, there should be more emphasis placed on how gay Germany was
mm-hmm.
prior to that. That people, because there had to have been a lot of people like, I don't know, this Hitler guy sucks, but these other fuckers are just fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever was the boss.
The Kaiser.
Yeah, the Weimar Republic.
Wait, was the Kaiser still on deck?
No.
Yeah, Kaiser Soze.
No, they had an interim period in between the war. Where there was
so after the war, they got their shit fucked up so bad the Kaiser had
yeah,
to just
the,
go
he's
pack
gone,
him.
And then they had like...
Where does he go?
They had like 14 years of like basically like Justin Trudeau or something.
Mm, some guy doing blackface.
Yeah. Some guy dressing up like a genie.
Like a genie
and he was like,
granting
hear me
wishes.
Now,
hear me now. And destroying the economy.
The government was all wish-based.
I wish for food.
Yeah. And but the thing is the Jews were first in line. They wished for all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And the genie Justin Trudeau chancellor had to give it to them. That starts anti-Semitism.
Because he respected the line.
Because he was like, look, it's wish-based.
It doesn't matter if they cut,
shit.
He respects
the line.
There's a lot of shit like, you know, like Kristallnacht happens. And if that happened now, like for the most part you just have people saying like properties. People are more important than property or whatever, sarcastically in response to it. And it's like, yeah, I guess I don't really care about this.
What do you mean?
If they... If
people's
specifically
businesses,
synagogues...
is getting sacked.
Yeah, all just burned or destroyed.
Jewish business.
If it was just Jewish, I think people would be a little more...
I would be like, yeah, that's probably...
That's pretty much all the businesses.
Like, that's true. That is true.
Yeah, I'm like,
that's where we. That's
bad,
that's what they learned from Kristallnacht.
And you know what? Who is not, who is the Jew of now, if not big business? Mm-hmm. Corporations are being assailed.
I think it's Kyle Rittenhouse is the Jew of now.
I think he is. Mm-hmm. I think that they decided
that, he's
his
a murderer that got away with it.
His lips are always wet. He kind of looks like he's like kind of having like an allergic reaction to something.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. He looks F to M.
He does look F to M, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looks like his voice should be like one of those little helium voices.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been on T for a couple months now.
He really does look like he's on T.
Yeah, he was doing all the podcasts. Like,
yeah, saying he likes big bitches and stuff.
Does he?
Yeah, he's like the day
he
gets exonerated. Yeah, he's like talking about his sneaker collection on fucking...
Steven Crowder and stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus
like,
Christ,
oh, I
really?
Like him big. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. You think we could get him to suck our cocks?
Rittenhouse?
If we invite him to the podcast, then we're like, this is for justice.
I think he's a child. I think he's a child.
How old?
I think he's
17 years old.
Nah.
I think you're talking about having sex with a child.
I was talking about trying to get street justice. making him suck. I don't
want to get too controversial on here, so let's go back to the crystal knot.
That thing was a big L for everyone.
What, crystal knot?
No, the Kyle Rittenhouse.
Why?
Well, because he killed like a insane pedophile.
It was crazy that he was a pedophile. That was hilarious.
Everyone
said
that it was. Yeah, the pedophile. Everyone thought it was three black guys.
The pedophile that's like using the N-word, but then like you know, Republicans are like, yeah, he's using the N-word because he's racist, which is like, you know, he's not racist, but it's also, you know, that like, no, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to fucking call people the N-word at the Black Lives Matter protest. Regardless.
It really is one of the strangest situations of all time.
Yeah.
The second guy,
but he's like, but it's
the
so
second
gay
guy was
fucking
sad because he just likes skating. Yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
I mean, of course, Kyle Rittenhouse is a fucking loser for having a gun to try and go fucking be a pretend he's a fucking cop, but
it's just the whole thing.
But the pedophile angle is really, really funny.
Yeah, an insane pedophile being the first one to catch
especially it. Considering that it's not like it was, you know, because initially, I mean, I said it too. Like, oh, people are like, oh, this guy's a pedophile. It's like, okay, so what? 30 years ago, when he was 19, he dated a 15-year-old girl. That kind of situation. They're like, no, he anally raped. Like 7-8-year-old black kids.
He was on his fucking reprehensible. He was on his Penn State shit.
Yeah.
He was a youth football coach that raped all the kids.
I think he was also like 5'2". Also, there's another.
So
weird
he was
detail.
Prosecuted.
Another weird detail about the insane pedophile.
He was a persecuted minority as well.
Yeah, he was a.
And
small,
it's like, how does that guy end insane. Up at a black? Because
he
Lives
couldn't
Matter
get his meds. Place. It's a really crazy story.
Wait, he got out. He got let out of a mental.
He got let out of a mental hospital
because he kept fucking.
No.
He kept beating off?
No, because he was crazy. Mm. And then he couldn't get his meds.
He was too crazy to
and
be in a mental
hospital? And then he freaked
out.
And then he couldn't get his meds, and then he freaked out. Then he went nuts. Yeah. And then
one fucked over a 2-year-old.
And then
next.
Kyle killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Pretty crazy story, honestly.
That is nuts.
You, when you get that 9-year-old beaver in front of your face.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he talk about a 14-year-old or whatever?
When you get that 15-year-old beaver in your face, you can't tell the difference. That movie opens with it.
I know.
You think that character's a pedophile.
Yeah. I remember seeing that and being like, damn.
He goes hard. Mm-hmm. He goes real hard.
Also, beaver is just
one Kyle
hilarious.
The Rittenhouse nest.
Yeah.
Beaver is just such a wild word for pussy.
We got to bring it back.
I don't know, man. I don't really want to fuck beaver. Oh,
did you ever see the
funny.
IMAX Beavers documentary?
No.
Real good. That was the first IMAX I ever saw.
That's what's awesome. It about? They make dams and stuff?
Yeah, they make dams. They're really...
They're pretty cool.
They're very... they're interesting creatures because it's like, you know, it's like some gay-ass fucking rat.
Right.
But then it's got this thing.
It's a swimming.
It's got a big ass tail, though.
It's got
it
this
thumps.
Thing that it that requires, like, a certain, like, a lot of.
They're
like,
engineers.
They're engineers.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if, like, fucking, like, you know, like, flamingos just did their shit. They ate shrimp or whatever, but then they also could write Python.
Yeah. And they build could, little like, helicopters. Yeah. There's flamingo flying around in a little helicopter.
Right, exactly. And you're like, well, hold on a second.
Yeah,
how does it know how to do that?
They understand retaining walls and shit. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And
what
we
is
all,
a beaver?
And we all call them, call their species, we make it synonymous with pussy.
Well, does a beaver's pussy look like a woman's pussy?
It's the closest one.
Because that could be something. What does a beaver's dick look like?
Also like a woman's pussy.
like the flat tail.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they just have two.
And then it goes like on the woman's cunt. It's like half.
Oh, it slaps into it.
Hey, bitch.
That's awesome.
Like
hold
makes,
on.
Makes pizza.
Oh, hell. I'm going to search middle. Beaver penis.
I'm sure it's not
you guys
pleasant.
Ever watch? You guys ever watch Three Angry Beavers or whatever?
Leave it to penis.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is my fucking...
Whoa, they have a weird little cock.
Yeah, the Angry Beavers, what's that, the Women's March?
Dude, they're... I believe their cocks are like little fucking... Oh, they have bones in their cocks.
Ew.
They have a little conical bony cock.
Ew.
What the fuck is this? Are you serious? What the fuck? All I can see is the bone, though. They're not showing me actual an actual penis. Yeah, sorry. It's not really showing me a beaver's penis. Let me look up beaver pussy. But see, that's just going to show me pussy if I do that. Yeah, just a bunch of woman's pussies. Let me search beaver animal pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Or beaver pussy animal.
Animal pussy in my soup. Oh,
yeah, guys. There's no way to see a beaver's vagina All on right. the internet.
All right.
Guys, you want to hear something I did during my winter break?
I'm almost. Can I finish what All I'm right. doing? I'm trying to find a beaver's pussy.
You know
it's
what?
For the show.
It'd be really funny.
Okay, 1 second, dude.
It'd be really funny if I go look at my computer real quick to check the.
That would be really funny.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
It's impossible to see what a beaver's pussy looks like because every time you any way you search, it just women's pussies show up.
You can't say beaver animal vagina.
I'm doing that and nothing's coming up.
What searches have you tried?
Beaver pussy animal.
Yeah.
Beaver animal pussy, beaver animal vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, dude.
Yeah.
This is so fucked up. Anyway, what did you do over fucking spring break?
I read a book.
Okay.
Called Chaos. And by read, I did not finish it.
What a fucking loser.
And by read, I also mean I listened to the audiobook in the car.
Adam listened to Chaos, the audiobook.
Yeah, Not too chill.
Chuck Manson was up to some... He was on his Epstein shit, actually.
He was on his Epstein shit.
Free Ghislaine.
And also...
DietSmoke.com is what we really want to be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
DietSmoke. Now, there's a book Adam's actually read.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
DietSmoke.com offers this better
really
ingredients.
Good shit.
Better ingredients.
Better pizza.
Better pizza. DietSmoke.com.
DietSmoke.com.
No pros. Feel free to riff the introduction.
I love it because I love smoke, but I'm not trying to gain weight.
Yeah, diet
smoke. You know how cigs are.
You know what? It is very
fat.
Funny. So, what this shit is it's edibles.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like literally the opposite of diet
There's
smoke.
No smoke at all.
There's no. Well, it's also. It's not diets. There's fucking calories in it.
Yeah, there's calories.
Yeah. This will
smoking
make.
Is zero calories.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah,
I
smoking's
love,
better for you.
I love the drug companies.
I know.
Because they're the only like part of this business that's less professional than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They're operating in a little gray zone right now before
so anyway,
shit gets regulated.
Diet smoke is perfectly balanced. You can enjoy the smooth buzz of diet smoke.
It's me, Robert DeFefio. Yeah.
DeFefio?
Robert DeFuck my... Robert DeFuck me in my pussy. you know my
hey,
problem... You know what my problem with edibles is? Sometimes you get so high, it can be really difficult to control, to dose it right, and your penis falls out of your pants when you're meeting the fucking son-in-law.
You ever seen that, Greg?
I hate with that. Yeah.
You ever seen one of these?
You ever milk one of these? I have a penis, Greg. Can you milk me?
You ever have your penis fall out of your pants,
I have
pants,
a prostate, Greg.
Greg.
Can
you ever
you milk
seen
me?
Movie Ronin, Greg? I was in that movie.
I was in that movie.
Have you ever seen Taxi Driver? Yeah.
Greg?
There's nothing worse than being baked out of your mind when you didn't plan on it. I don't know.
I think
how about being
raped?
Fucking raped?
Yeah.
How about being
getting
about,
your cock chopped off?
How about being cut off in traffic by an angry, large African American man and then being raped by him in the middle of an intersection?
That would be so much worse.
That would be worse.
Yeah. In fact, I routinely get too high, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's all
right. But, you know... It's bad, also.
And you know, once you eat it, there's no going back. You just sit there suffering, stoned out of your mind. That's why I need the perfect medium high. I hit up my friends at Diet Smoke for the delicious Delta 8 THC gummies. Diet Smoke isn't light, it's just right.
Yeah.
Unlike being raped in the middle of an intersection.
Diet Smoke is better than being raped in the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
That we can definitely say for sure. Yeah.
Now let's take a mosey on down this Word document to the section titled "Product Benefits." So, what exactly is Delta 8? That you're right, that is a benefit. It's clarifying what the product is.
I'm curious. What is it? Because I've been eating a lot of these,
mm-hmm.
and getting pretty, getting pretty fucked up.
I thought it was a type of Oldsmobile, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a big old Oldsmobile for pedophiles or uncles.
Yeah.
But it's simply a slightly less potent THC. The THC that you're probably most familiar with is Delta 9. And while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke extracts their Delta 8 from hemp. Mm. Some may call this a loophole, like lawyers for the federal government, like the Attorney General.
And like anyone with a fucking brain.
Yeah. I call it the secret recipe to getting a smooth, stable, and most importantly, legal high.
It is legal.
Kind of like using advanced computer software to create an extremely realistic picture of an 8-year-old's vagina and then masturbate to it. The perfect victimless crime. Some may call that a loophole.
I think I would just call that illegal.
Is it?
I think it probably is.
I don't know.
I think
if you run simulations.
The autistic part of my mind can't help but argue that it shouldn't be illegal.
Yeah. And that's where you have to, autism has to take, the robots have to, they don't run the world for
being
a reason.
Being someone that isn't autistic, I really can block off the, it's the principal
100%
aspect of my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've learned that a lot recently, is that there's literally no value in having principles. No,
none whatsoever. It's all about vibes.
That's kind of my mantra.
They really just sort of get you in trouble.
Yeah.
And you should really just sort of look out for yourself and have no loyalty to anybody.
Yes.
Well, you can have loyalty, but
yeah, sure. But it's got to be someone you know.
Sure, absolutely.
It's got to be
not
somebody,
an idea.
Yeah, right.
Loyalty to another
somebody
person.
Somebody you're good friends with.
But ideas, no. Mm. And Nick is referring to, of course, being arrested for his synthetic child pussy drawings. That's why I always learned this lesson.
I'm not that good of an artist. But, you go back 500 years ago, they would have arrested fucking Michael Leonardo for
for his turtle
drawing. Donatello for fucking drawing a turtle pussy.
Yeah, and now he's considered
a
genius.
Diet Smoke is legal in most states. And it's non-prescription. Just check Diet Smoke's website.
That's an awesome product.
And they ship their delicious gummies to your state.
Most places, this is fine.
Now you're probably asking yourself,
26 or more.
Does Diet Smoke really get you high? Of course.
It does.
The high you get with Diet Smoke is best described as somewhere between the chillness of CBD and the classic stoned feeling you get with regular.
I'll go ahead and say, as a frequent user, it gets you high as fuck. I don't know what this chill. It's weed.
I've never tried it.
It's weed that they haven't figured out that for some reason you're allowed to sell.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Diet Smoke comes in two delicious flavors, blue raspberry and watermelon. I like blue raspberry, but insert secondary host's name likes watermelon.
Stop.
Hey, Adam.
I'm the third in dairy.
Tertiary?
I'm the tertiary.
Mm-hmm. I say try them both. Buy both of them. Buy all of the products at DietSmoke.com.
Buy everything.
Nice.
Well, you still can, because this probably will be illegal in months. Mm. Actually, who knows, man? Biden's sleeping at the fucking wheel.
Yeah. He's passed the hell out.
Tried to get
I'm looking
cock.
At this damn website right now.
A lot of people are telling me to make this stuff illegal.
I'm liking the groovy aesthetic they have.
I'll see you later. I'm going back to Delaware.
I'm going to Rehoboth Beach to suck cock.
I'm going to Rehoboth Beach to show my asshole to a nurse shark.
I'm going to suck cock on Rehoboth Beach.
Okay, so if you're in the states, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Delaware, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, or those damn Mormons over in Utah, you can't get this.
That's fucking a lot of states.
California. Who the fuck is buying Delta 8 in California? You're just buying weed.
Yeah, regular weed. Yeah.
That is funny that it's illegal in California, but that's how much it's like, immediately there's fucking just rich people have control of the weed industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, no, the lesser version of this should still be illegal.
It's illegal. You got to buy my shit.
You have to buy the crack version.
Right.
Mm. Is it lab test?
You could buy California. You could buy fucking dab.
Honestly, fuck California.
And shatter.
Half the reason I argue against climate change and pro fossil fuels.
You want them to flood?
Is because I would love it if, yeah, all the meteors, floods.
Mm-hmm.
If the California.
What happened to the big one? Weren't they going to get that?
Here's a good one.
Over
Delta,
in California.
Will Delta 8 show up on a drug test? Yes.
Yeah. When CBD isn't enough. Traditional THC is too much. Enjoy the smooth buzz of diet smoke.
That's sick.
Officially sponsored by Buzz Lightyear of Toy Story.
Officially Disney Buzz Lightyear.
I'm a fag and I smoke.
I eat diet smoke.
To infinity and fuck me and my.
And I'm gay.
And I'm gay.
Oh, they got a blog on the diet smoke.
Each gummy is infused with 10 milligrams of Delta 8 THC derived from American grown hemp. And you know what they say, buy American, get high with American.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we got a little Black Rifle Coffee Company kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm going to start the White Rifle Coffee Company.
Yeah.
And it's black guys, dude?
No, it's white. Whites only coffee company.
Okay.
Veteran.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of Black Rifle?
It would be fun to just start a coffee company called the Nazi Whites Only Hitler Rules Coffee Company.
And Black Rifle's like, hey, stop. And they can't really say why.
Yeah, right. The swastika kill all Jews coffee
hey,
company.
Hey, chill out.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come
that's,
on.
That's a touch beyond.
When CBD...
You have inched over the line.
You know what they say, buy American, get high with American. Delta 8 gummies are low in sugar, fat-free, and delicious.
Nice.
I love that.
Oh, and did I mention they're legal?
Nice.
Did I mention they're legal, question mark, question mark?
Because they are.
The question is, did I mention? But this is some Lionel Hutz shit. It's like, oh, and did I mention, comma, they're legal, question mark.
They're illegal?
Yeah. No, they're legal. Legal with the question mark stands alone.
Mm-hmm.
So the declaration is they're legal, but whatever. You know what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, Pappy.
Go to dietsmoke.com and use the promo code CUMTOWN for 20% off your order. That's 20 off. Dietsmoke.com, promo code CUMTOWN for 20% off. Diet Smoke's Delta 8 THC gummies are not for use or sale to people under age of 21.
Wow.
Please use responsibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please do.
Well, I'm looking at their Instagram now.
Oh, yeah?
It looks like they have a lot of...
real followers?
A lot of kind of hip-hop style...
Black people?
No, like... No, there's a white DJ guy here, DJ Scheme.
That's a cool name.
He looks to be like, and this guy, Fat Nick, he also appears to be a white guy, but he has facial tattoos. I don't know.
They got a smoke shop?
Yeah, they got a lot of cool celebrity. I guess we're joining the family of celebrity.
Well, we're not. They haven't paid us for anything other than right now.
Yeah.
So, you know. I don't see their Instagram.
Oh, I'm on Real Diet Smoke.
Oh, Real Diet Smoke. God, God forbid you think it's the fake one.
Yeah. Let's see this.
Real Diet Smoke. Okay. Yeah. I don't see what you're saying. I don't see Fat Nick. I don't see a DJ.
Unreal Diet Smoke?
Yeah, they only have 10 posts.
Yeah, they have 10 posts.
Whatever.
These guys look very cool.
I'm on Instagram and now I'm on my Explore page.
They have 18,000 followers.
On my Explore page, it's just a bunch of bitches with their titties out, which is what I like.
Mm-hmm. And they're
somehow K-pop has gotten onto my Explore page.
And they're following only 30 people, which is none of us.
Ooh, and here's Brianna with her titties out. Respect. I love Instagram. Although it seems like they really want you to start making fucking TikToks now.
Are you on TikTok?
No, I'm not, but it seems like they want you to do videos all the time.
I was on there for a day, and they took the audio. They don't even ban you. They just strip the audio out of your...
Oh, really?
All my videos, yeah.
So now you have to be a mime?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea what I'm going to do when this ends.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to have to fucking work at the mall again.
No, you're not. You'll be rich. You'll be sucking dick for fun.
Be rich.
Sorry, I was some bitch again with her tits out, so I'm just kind of looking at my Instagram now. So, yeah, I'm aware. So basically, Instagram has just stolen TikTok the way they did Snapchat, mm-hmm. and they just have it as part of Instagram. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of TikToks are popping up, and a bunch of. Weren't you into K-pop for like a month?
I started doing that as a joke, and then it didn't go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Because I'm ready to talk about Blackpink now.
That was me desperately looking for some other kind of
I watched
weird
that.
Angle or new thing or something.
Right.
That I
yeah,
could do,
a new thing to make life feel.
No, not make life feel, but like a weird prod. Like
I would
if
say
I got really into K-pop and then could navigate that world and then figure out a way to sort of ruin it somehow.
Right, from the inside.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say I would fuck the members of Blackpink.
Yeah, I watched the documentary.
They have a documentary?
Yeah, there's a Thai girl.
Yeah, I'd like
Lisa.
To make their. I make,
she's
I'd
really
like to
hot.
Make their,
I'd love to get sucked off.
I'd like
by
to make their their pink, black, and blue by holding them down.
No, not holding them down. You could just fuck them.
You just put a sock in their mouth and then.
But
know.
They're into that sort of thing. They like that kind of thing.
Oh, they like it.
I'm saying in this fantasy, you're not talking about raping anyone.
Yeah, you just brutalize.
No, I'm not, I wouldn't say brutalize.
Ah, fuck.
Sorry, I just fucked Nick. My dick just went in his ass.
Ah.
Sorry, I'll take it out right now. There it is. Okay, I love you. You think Lisa would fuck me, Adam? You saw the documentary. I don't know that much about her.
Based on her vibe.
Lisa Chinkson from the Blackpink?
No,
from the Chinksons?
No, LaLisa.
No, Lisa from Blackpink.
Based on her vibe, do you think she's into fat guys?
I don't think they let them
seem like
have boyfriends.
Right. So I have to go in. I have to steal her from them.
I think you have to do kind of like what Borat did with Pamela Anderson.
Put her in a big...
Throw a bag over her.
I would do that for her.
And take her
for
away.
Her to feel freedom.
This one looks weird. She looks... What is she? That's Lisa?
No, that's not... Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'd fuck her.
She looks good.
They're pretty skinny, I will say. That could be an issue.
This girl looks fucking disgusting.
Yeah, you might break them.
That's gross.
Is
they
that
all look
yeah, that's
good.
Her.
Look, I've seen 4 TikToks of her, and she looked hot. What do you want from me?
No, we're going to pull up Momo from Twice real quick.
Twice.
I'm going to show you. Now, Momo can get it. Momo's hot.
Momo definitely could get it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, if any of you speak Japanese and would like to...
Oh, wait, Momo's Japanese. We're talking about K-pop, dude.
Yeah, but this is K-pop.
Oh, she's a Japanese K-pop star.
If any of you speak Japanese and would like to harass Momo on my behalf,
no.
Sending her, possibly breaking the law, if you want.
International laws.
And the nice part about this is if I was married to this lady...
Mm-hmm.
I could accidentally fuck all of her coworkers, and it
you'd
would be an earnest claim
you'd be
to
like,
say,
my bad.
I thought it was you. I swear to God, I thought I was fucking you.
I will say one thing. Oh, there's also one lady who has big tits that pops up.
Momo's got a pair.
They're all right.
Nah, I'm telling you, in this world...
Who's got big tits?
There's one of them. I think her name is Jessie or some shit.
Ghislaine Maxwell?
I think she's a little older, but she's got big-ass titties and big lips, and I would absolutely fuck her as well. But other than her, I haven't really seen a lot of K-pop stars with big titties, which is some... I think that's a market inefficiency. And if I were to get involved... I also just watched Moneyball. So if I were to get involved in K-pop, I would say... They need bigger. My group would have all huge tits.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think that would really do something.
Well,
and
when you watch the documentary, you see that they have basically like these like like in the shadows corporate interests behind them.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Putting them together.
Bill Gates is behind all the kids.
Yeah. They have different combinations of girls until they get the right combination.
Of course.
So basically, we need to start our own idol school.
Do you think any of them fuck each other?
Any of the idols?
That would be cool.
I think some of them have.
That's awesome. But I mean, like girls. I don't want guys.
Some
and
of
girls.
The guys have.
No, now you're ruining.
Some of them. That'd be cool.
I don't want guys to fuck them.
I'm saying they all go to the idol school
and I
together.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
I don't want other guys fucking them. I guess they could. Let me take that back. To learn some skills.
Listen, those guys look like girls anyway.
That's true.
It's pretty close to two girls.
That is true. Actually,
they look like pretty girls.
I could probably jack off to a guy in a K-pop group and a girl kissing. Because it would look from the right angles like
just
two girls.
Kissing?
Well, you know what I mean. I wouldn't want to see his dick.
Yeah.
But if you give him tits... He's slender and you give him tits? All right. Anyway, I'm just saying we need K-pop
guys,
stars with bigger titties.
A lot of those guys in my book, brother, that's a gal.
So you would fuck those guys?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty cute guys, yeah.
And they can dance? Oh, my God.
I don't really care if they can dance, personally.
It'd be funny to, like, yet. Just use the money to get, like, a little apartment in Korea and just fill it with, like, girls' toys. And I just sit in there masturbating the K-pop videos. Leave the house to get ramen. I'm just bowing at fucking people. Just wearing those wooden shoes.
Hell yeah.
Gain 300 pounds.
Yeah, you're just eating those corn dogs with french fries, right. Like, glued
those
on them.
Are
ponytail, my hair's falling out. I'm like, Osaka no kuruduru. All I know how to do is order ramen and masturbate the fucking K-pop.
Dude, why do those
just
fucking...
showing up at events trying to get fucking things signed by by these women, and I'm like, have you heard the coup of Kumatone? Just being escorted out.
I would like to go to Korea. I've only been...
You went to Korea?
Yeah, but I only went with that, like, USO show. I didn't really get time to, like, hang
out. Yeah, you were on a business trip.
I was on a business trip.
You're being a business
and
man
I didn't get
abroad.
To go to. I didn't get to go to Seoul. I was just Seoul. In, like, some fucking shitty...
It'll never happen because this show's ending and there'll never be another tour again. But if for whatever reason we ever went back to Australia, if we could do a Seoul trip rather than a Tokyo trip.
I don't know if I can... It would just...
No, I'm just rewriting the past.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if I can relive my... Asian trip to Australia experience.
We're never even gonna do a live show again.
Probably not. No. Unless someone, here's the thing, we start saying that and then maybe somebody offers us like $100,000 to do it.
It's gotta be at least fucking the $250,000.
At the crypto.com.
The reason Australia probably won't happen is because we just won't make enough money because it's too expensive to go there.
Yeah.
But if someone in Philadelphia wants to pay us like $30,000 each, we'll do a live show.
At the damn Liberty Bell. I'll ring that shit. I'll break it again.
Yeah, dude, I want to go to fucking Korea and Japan. But I don't know.
Oopsie daisy, let me tell you about the fucking BlueChew.com.
Is it BlueChew? Nice.
Let's just confirm that. Let's just confirm that before we go on.
You want me to confirm?
Oh, I don't know how to. Oh, you are you confirming? I was just looking at Instagram stuff.
I was
looking at more Korean girls.
I'll go, why don't you talk about it for a second? I'll go look at my computer and make sure. But I'm almost 100% sure.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, BlueChew.com. Folks, tis the season. I don't know about you, but the holidays, I packed on a couple LBs. I wasn't doing my normal routine. I wasn't out. I wasn't exercising like I was. Mm-hmm. I was eating like shit. And that can take a real toll.
Normally,
Sav
is
cock.
135 pounds.
I'm usually a svelte. I'm a bantam weight when I box. Mm-hmm. But I did gain over 200 pounds. over the holiday season. And I don't know about you folks, but those extra, you know, holiday croissants, those extra cookies, that can do damage to your penis. It can make your erection soft. It can make it not as long lasting. And there's nothing worse than inviting a gal over in December. The chill is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
She wants nothing more than to suck your little prick. And guess what?
You're too fat.
You're too fat and too soft. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unhealthy.
Yeah, and too gay.
We don't have to say fat.
I've been doubling up and taking two of the pills.
That's
I get
awesome.
The maximum dosage. I get to take two of them. to offset the cocaine.
Right. Well, that's the other aspect of it. I'm holiday eating, holiday cocaine use.
I've realized I don't actually need dick pills.
Mm-hmm.
My dick will work, but only because my body understand it. For a long time, it didn't, but it was because it thought my body was like, there's something wrong. Maybe we shouldn't be getting hard right now. But now my
body, fight or flight response.
Now my body knows, okay, we're going to die.
Right.
So we need to get the dick hard to try and start over with a new person.
Right.
That might not have
your dick is on its best behavior right now.
Right. It's like we need to impregnate
somebody. But the thing news is,
that's why I've been knocking up women left and right.
Right.
As well.
I piss myself.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that will stop. That will end eventually, and you will need pills to get your dick hard again.
Yeah.
Everyone will. And when you do that, and I'm sorry, you will need chewable tablets to get your dick hard again. And when you need a chewable tablet, not a pill, because pills, that's medicine. When you need a fun chewable tablet that tastes good and can work quicker than some alternative pill.
Yeah, the goal is to take the blue chew right before before you die. That way the coroner is like, you know, they take your clothes off to make their little recording or whatever.
Of course, like in Manhunter.
Yeah, and then they're like, fucking damn, why'd this guy kill himself?
Hard cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a nice one.
Yeah, and then they read the psychological file and they're like, okay.
All right, closer homosexual podcaster.
Yeah.
Subject was a fag.
Yeah, he's working. That particular coroner is working off a very dated DSM.
Yeah,
where that's one of the worst mental illnesses there is.
It's worse than schizophrenia.
But the good news is, folks, if you want some chewable tablets that have the same active ingredients as tadalafil and sildenafil, which is
As Viagra and Cialis.
Which is sildenafil to tadalafil. Yes.
For
a fraction of the price.
Okay, I found a subreddit called K-pop FAP.
Okay.
Where it's just dedicated
stuff you can jack
to
off,
masturbating the K-pop. it's this bitch holding flowers.
Yeah, you don't even see their tits. Yeah, what the hell is this? She's pretty cute. Who's that?
Yeah, that's Gio.
Nice.
The total package. Everyone else is racing for second.
What group is she in?
From Vinoculus.
Vinoculus.
From Vinoculus. No, that's the guy's name on Reddit. The third pick exemplifies a perfect date setting with the sun in the background.
Oh, no, dude.
All right, let's finish this.
This guy needs
to
get back to this.
Gio and Myron.
I'm feeling the rest of the episode.
There. While you just stand there saying to yourself, taking a picture of the view and thinking, I wish this would never end.
Oh, no, dude. Okay, well, if you need for your dick what that man needs for his whole entire
online,
soul.
I'm
so glad.
Shipped to your door, cancel anytime, no gimmicks, no lock
no bullshit, just a hard ass dick and some chewable tablets.
No bullshit, no visits to the fucking pharmacy.
No pharmacist making doctor. You feel like less of a man because your cock doesn't work.
Last
no doctor saying, hey, you're pretty young, maybe you should try exercising. None of that bullshit. All you get is a fucking discreet package sent to your fucking house that'll make your cock harder than fucking you can even imagine,
The rest of these guys are normal guys. Those tits look big and juicy. These guys are all normal. And there's this one guy imagining, like, putting his napkin on his lap and fucking kissing her hand on a picnic.
So you go to bluechew.com.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you love sex, you'll love that website.
If you love it,
you'll love bluechew.com.
So basically, you go there, you use our promo code,
which is Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
And all you have to do is pay the shipping on your first
order. That's our fucking New Year's gift to you. A hard-ass dick all January.
You can't beat that. Let's get back to this loser.
Now let's get
Reddit.
Back to the fucking.
All right, so we're gonna have
no
to take
FAP.
We're gonna have to take a look at Vinoculus.
Nah, don't say his name. Beep his name out.
A dealer of sorts.
4908. Beep his name out.
No, I don't give a fuck anymore. I really don't care.
What other stuff is this guy into?
Yeah, okay, here we go. This is 27 days ago on K-pop FAP. It's a picture of Jennie from Blackpink.
Let me take a look.
And
oh, Jenny is pretty hot.
Yeah, wait. How come I can't see his comment? I can see the preview of his comment, but now it's not saying. Okay. I want to pin her to the wall and tell her you want to taste my popsicle.
Yeah.
Then she says yes.
She says yes.
Yeah. God damn. Jenny's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Jenny is hot. Anything? Any other good stuff?
And they made this cut. Oh, my God. It's nice living in this realm.
Realm? Yeah. Oh, God.
Did we finish the read? Bluechew.com?
We did.
Yeah, promo code, you got that in there?
Yeah, we said Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
That's the most important part of the promo code. If you're Mr. Vinoculus, please visit. Yeah. On the house, we'll give you a
Yeah, honestly, we will.
Tell them Cumtown sent you.
Oh, man.
My God.
That's awesome.
Give me now. Most of these are just weird.
Yeah. K-pop fap.
Yeah.
they probably don't let them. You won't even find, like, they probably don't even take nudes. The fucking.
No, they don't let them. They get in trouble if they're sluts.
Yeah. The most elusive cleavage of all time. And here we are. What a time to be alive.
Let's see the elusive cleavage.
It's this girl.
It's barely.
Yeah,
that's
it's
it.
Just, yeah.
Just for a second, you sort of see her tit. And then the shape of her tit.
Somebody named the Silent Courier responds, "The era is changing, finally."
Are they opening up to more cleavage? Is that what they're saying?
More cleavage. Dude, I love the K-pop fap subreddit.
Yeah, dude. Thank God the era is changing.
The 2021 K-pop or K-pop fap subreddit survey. The survey is strictly 18 plus. Idols younger than 18 will not be listed. Oh, I guess this is just.
Oh, we don't get the
does
results.
Does K-pop make up the majority of your fapping?
These guys want to know how much the other guys beat off.
What year did you get into K-pop fapping?
Oh my God!
Both. Where are you from?
Oh, it's not about who the hottest girls to fap.
It's about how long. When did you start beating off to these girls?
I thought it was about who the hottest one was. That's so fucking sick, dude. These guys are awesome. That just goes to show you, like, people really need friendship.
Maybe the only reason that I am this horny is because friendship has always been covered in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I've had my same friend since I was a little kid, so I've never felt the need to try and connect through horniness with other men.
Mm. Right.
I just am trying to get my dick sucked by girls. But these guys are desperately...
You get your dick sucked and you go back and hang out with your friends.
These guys are desperately looking for... you know,
a community of guys who like to jack off to the same one.
They just want friends,
cleavage.
And they happen to be trying to bond through beating off to these, like, complete. You don't even see the outline of a nipple. Like, it's not even close. I couldn't beat off to this kind of stuff when I was 13, and there are grown men beating off to it.
Vinoculus.
Shout out to, you know what? Shout out to Vinoculus.
What does that even mean? Just drunk. It's just like a drunk vision.
I don't even fucking know. I don't even fucking know. And now I'm looking at Jessie, who's hot. She's got big ass titties.
I just want to see more of an Oculus post.
Damn. Yeah, dude, I'm about to move to Seoul. And I'm going to do the life you said, but stay this fat, not gain weight.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see who gets expelled from the idol school and try and marry her.
Yeah, for being a slut.
Yeah, I got to find the one
and then you start,
who gets kicked out for sucking cock.
you start your own group of sluts, then they defeat all the other groups.
Yep. Because, and again, what's the market inefficiency? Huge tits.
New era.
I get them all big-ass implants.
That'll be a new era.
And that'll be the new era of K-pop. Ushered in thanks to all the TikToks that got into my... Instagram. Yeah, what's up with Jesse? Damn. I got a new follow.
You got a new follow? What?
I'm just going to start following. 9 million. She's got 9 million followers. You think I have a chance with her?
That's the problem is, because for a while I thought that myself when I kind of got into this
stuff.
Holy
shit, Lisa has 71 million followers.
Yeah, they're way more famous than us.
Oh,
I thought, look, bitch, I got fucking 40,000 people to follow me on a parody account that I continue to get banned from Twitter for spreading vaccine misinformation.
Lisa will like that.
Yeah, she'll like that.
Lisa's going to like that.
Yeah, Lisa might be anti-vax, dude. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, 71 mil. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But Jesse's only got 9 mil, you know? That's something.
Taeyun, she is feeding us a lot lately. I hope she keep doing it more. Like thinking that they're secretly showing cleavage so that they'll be masturbated to on K-pop fap by Jan Frost. Or Unforsaken Dick.
Damn, dude.
I want to come on her cleavage.
There we go. Something regular.
Fantasizing about hearing her throaty moans as I'm furiously thrusting into that tight, petite body, planting kisses on her neck and looking into her eyes as I erupt inside.
Oh, my God, dude. What the fuck is that?
Somebody says,
why are you posting that on a public? Yeah.
And feeling how her muscles fight to keep you inside of her, squeezing your leg.
No! What the fuck? Almost. Why are you posting this to also, other guys?
None of these people have had sex.
No, that is what it'd be like.
Feeling how her muscles fight to keep you inside of her.
Hey, fellas, here's what I'm thinking.
All the
thinking.
While staring at her sweat running down her exposed naked beauty.
Do people, like these? How many likes does that comment
have? Inhaling her
fragrant
scent and hot breath, feeling her tremble underneath you.
That's a gay guy pretending to be straight.
I need an intense blowjob from her and spray all my stick cum on her face.
I need an intense blowjob.
Always, half these people, English is their like third language.
You know what? So if you're like, using it as a tool to learn English, good
for
you.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
My God, fun. These photos look like sexting photos. I wonder if she poses like this too when she sends news. This is so hot. Fuck, oh my God.
So do people interact with this? Are they getting likes of these comments?
Well, that one is 18 upvotes. This one has negative two. Mommy, sorry, mommy, shit, sorry, mommy, sorry, mommy, fuck, sorry.
What about the one with the fragrant breath or whatever? How many upvotes?
Zero. Poor good. Human. No, this is somebody saying this. I don't know what this is. Poor humans, you can only jerk to them through pics like these. Meanwhile, I get to lick and suck Nuna's titties on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, bro. That's why you're on Korean node and K-pop nofap.
What if her boyfriend?
Her boyfriend is actually cussing. Go to that guy's account. It would be so sick if he's just like some famous guy.
That would be
that would be so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I fuck her, dude.
Jakun Bop. Just some Korean businessman posting on it. I fuck all of them. You have to masturbate to idea. Meanwhile, I have made fucking Jakun Bao every day for 4 years. I make fuck to her. And you only touch penis.
That would be awesome. That would be so fucking sick. God. No, if it was a guy from the community that made it through the ranks.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, these photos are too fucking sexy. Seriously, we'll need to allocate a separate session dedicated to these photos alone. That's like, we'll need to. Like he's an organization.
Yeah, planning
when he beats off. She's combined all of her trademarks. Honestly, but these guys are happy, dude. If my whole life was just like I wake up every morning, I'm like, time to jack off to Korean women. And then I'm like, morning, boys.
Fellas, how was your beating off?
Just the coffee going.
You put on a suit.
Yeah, there's just like scabs all over my dick beating off all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And God, I'm like, damn. Ooh, Tajuni is... really got me wild. I have to be careful lest I get a bacterial infection on my cock. From sweet Taeyun has... I have
let
to
me
go.
Even see these pictures.
There's literally nothing.
That is insane. She's like just wearing a dress.
Just a normal person.
It's taken as a bathroom selfie. She looks like my fucking stepmom.
There's nothing
person.
Hot. Right. I mean... yeah, she's hot, but there's nothing hot about these pictures.
Who the fuck cares?
The guy said that those are like nudes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I wonder what Taeyun is doing when taking this kind of photos. nothing.
Yeah.
Sitting in a fucking chair.
That's so fucking sick.
I don't know what she's doing, but judging by her expression, I very got a very good idea of what's being done to her out of frame.
Really? You think someone's eating her pussy while she's taking...
Yeah.
With her completely almost flat af... She's just sort of smiling.
Mm-hmm. I love K-pop fab, dude. This is like music to my ears.
Shout out to the K-pop fab group.
Yeah. All right, let's see. God damn, Wendy. I guess one of these bitches is named Wendy.
Yeah, they give them names like that.
That's awesome.
Cheryl. Cheryl Jock Boone. Yeah, my name's Trishelle June Wando. Some men are getting their dick sucked by Karina Taeyun and this fucking goddesses. Let that sink.
Let that sink. Not even in.
Yeah, let that sink.
I think about that quite often, and the feeling is not pleasant. Ha ha. Shit. Let's go back to masturbate. Ha ha. Let's let us that motivate us to be the best version of ourselves and aspire.
That's good. That's positive.
To women that this hot. We all men gang. Let's keep the grind.
Good. That's a good. That's, I like right. that.
That's a nice point.
That's nice. Let this inspire us to get better, to get better.
To be
pussy.
Better men.
It
to
is
be better
not
men.
A reason to be sad. Instead, aspire to get a girl like one of them. Ha ha. Thank you for the words. Let's get it.
Hell yeah. I like that
Let's
guy.
Go.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Damn, what I'm imagining doing to them, some dude might actually be doing it for real.
Chill out, man.
Holy shit. Must be like heaven. Taeyun and Winter look like they could be sisters. Taeyun is the classy and hot big sister you'd like to wine and dine, while Winter is cute and sweet little sister you'd like to put your arm... How do you have the energy to do this while masturbating? I guess if they're children,
efficiency.
But at this point, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Until I don't even fucking look at anything. I struggle to get my dick hard. And then I think I'm like fucking like those motherfuckers never gave me my security deposit back. And then I wipe my cum on the carpet. I just wipe it on the floor. And then I'm like, time for a cigarette. And to do my fucking job.
I gotta do my job.
And read posts.
Read posts by Korean 11-year-olds.
I love it though.
Yeah,
this is very good shit.
Shout out to fucking.
I'm glad we found this. This might be the best subreddit. There's another one, K Feets. That's just pictures of these women's feet.
Korean women.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm not that interested in that. I do want to say real quick, guys. If you're in San Diego, please come see me.
Yeji has a natural sex face, in my honest opinion.
That is true. San Diego. I'm going to be there at the American Comedy Company the 13th through the 15th. Then I'm in Vegas the 27th through the 29th, Sacramento February 3rd through the 5th, Houston, Austin, Addison, also in February, San Francisco in February, Vancouver March 3rd through the 5th, St. Louis, Chicago, Burlington, Charlotte, Nashville, Atlanta, Toronto, Providence, D.C., Philly, and that'll do it. And then I'm going to fucking quit comedy and disappear into the woods. But San Diego and Vegas are coming up, so if you fucking buy some tickets to that. And the special, for those of you wondering, I'll have more information on it. It'll probably be out, I'm going to say, late February, early March. And I'm still figuring out where it's going to go. But I'm leaning towards releasing it myself. So, you know.
I'm doing Atlanta, New Orleans, Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
Fayetteville, Dallas. I would do that, Ron.
Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Shreveport and Fayetteville?
Yeah, fuck it. Why not,
dude?
Just find a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Off the wagon,
on the road. Off the wagon, on the road.
Off the wagon, and then in parentheses, in the zone.
On in the zone.
On in the zone. That's a good one.
That's the tour. But I guess I got to start doing stand-up again.
Oh, and buy my fucking calendars, baby.
And folks, I'll be in Chicago Boston.
For Mezzanine King.
I will.
As someone who studies breasts for a living, I think it's safe to say she has a low B cup. Full enough for a handful of...
studies breasts for a living.
Her tits are tiny, but she tries so hard to jiggle them because she wants to be the center of attention.
So true. Who's this? Let me take a look.
It's Sado and the mommy.
She's also hot.
You know, it's what's crazy is they're all hot.
They're all hot. They're made by machines.
I would fuck them.
I do want to fuck all of them.
Maybe I'll watch that documentary, Adam. What's it on?
I don't know. I think it was on Netflix.
Okay.
I watched it.
Okay.
Couple months.
Thank you. I just fapped to this. Oh my God, I instantly get hard.
Just telling your boys you got hard.
Fuck me. I come even without touching my dick.
Oh, that's fucking
That's nice.
Insane.
Yeah. You think these guys are like Korean?
They're
probably like weird German guys.
I think half of them are, and then the other half is everything else. Yeah. So.
No, K-pop is international.
I know. It's huge.
These people are huge. I think way less than half are Korean.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's interesting. We'd have to do... Somebody figure that out. Somebody go on K-pop NoFap and tell us where to...
Imagine devouring that tight goddess ass after a long workout.
Nice. Hell yeah.
It's a Pilates video.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. So if any of you guys know them, let them know that we said what's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to be one of the guys that they're jealous of on K-pop.
Yeah.
I want them to suck me off.
God, can you imagine someone fuck them for real? Shit, you have to go back to masturbate. It is nothing to be sad about. We gang men get together to aspire to fuck them. And that's the kind of shit you can do if you live in Korea or one of these countries that's on the come up.
Right.
What the fuck am I supposed to do as an American?
Right. We're in a declining empire.
Aspire to shit?
No.
They're going to force me full of vaccines I don't want to fucking take. They make me get a job sucking dick for a living.
Right. Yep.
Just so Bill Gates can get another fucking helicopter.
Yep.
And I'm supposed to pretend that one day maybe I'd actually be able to fuck Yuna.
We know that's not happening.
I know
here.
It's not happening.
Your dick's not going to work because all the vaccines.
Because all the, yeah, exactly. It's because of the vaccine.
Yeah, the vaccine made my dick really small.
Yeah, that's
But I care about the greater good.
Yeah.
It was big before.
The vaccine ruined my dick.
The vaccine, before my dick was so
You could
big.
Ask anyone.
Ask every hot girl.
Ask literally every
But they forgot because they got the vaccine.
Yeah.
But before they had memories of me fucking
Because the vaccine
them.
Is also like the Men in Black blinky thing.
For hot girls,
For
yeah,
hot
it
girls.
Is.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Now I have to lie to girls that I never got the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you just take a shit in their pussy.
So yeah. True.
Because that'll fuck them up worse than the vaccine.
Mm.
You know?
What does it give them, toxic
shock? Women are always
or
saying they want their pussy destroyed. And it's like, yeah, well, let's see what happens when you have a bacterial
Some Chipotle
infection.
Diarrhea in your fucking snatch.
From two...
from revolting.
From an entire day of leftover Indian food passed through a digestive system that still hasn't fixed itself after a decade of being a raging alcoholic. Just imagine her tight butthole wrapped around your cock. Over your cockhead until she milks you dry. So you come inside her ass and then proceeds to dance like this on stage.
Well, that's the amazing thing is that...
She's dancing with a butthole full of cum.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's awesome.
Ryujin wearing them shorts nicely.
There you go.
Trying to better myself so I can feel as though I deserve her.
Well,
yeah, they're definitely Asian because it takes a Zen mind to
absolutely
spend your entire day masturbating to pictures of women and being like, there is a spiritual path forward here,
yeah.
Which I create. That's what the third Matrix should have been about. Neo should have been some fat guy masturbating to
the fourth. You mean?
Yeah, the new one. He should have been a fat guy masturbating to K-pop, and then he's just a fat white fucking loser. And then if he thinks hard enough,
he gets to fuck them.
He doesn't get to fuck them. He just becomes a Korean guy masturbating.
Yeah.
And that's good enough. And Morpheus is like, you should be happy with this, Neo.
Neo. And by the way, we get into
it could be worse. You could be on the down low.
I mean, not like me.
Yeah.
I'm straight. And by the way, folks, we get into the fourth Matrix in a major way on the bonus episode, which you can find at patreon.com/cumtown.
Comes out this Sunday.
Comes out this Sunday. Now's the time to sign up. It's $60 tops of the rest, because it ain't going to exist in 1 year. So do it now. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we really get into the new Matrix. Who's that?
I love mature Chinese idols. Chang Xiao, Pinky, and now Xiao Ting are in my must fap list.
The must fap list. What's up with Pinky? Is that Chang Xiao? She looks hot.
Pinky and Give Brain.
Maybe the mature ones. Maybe it's kind of like when porn stars age into MILF and they just get bigger tits and a bigger ass. Mm. Maybe the mature idols get big tits and big
ass. One of these guys is literally going to just like sit down Indian style and set himself on fire because he can't fuck one of these women.
That's not so bad. He went out swinging, dude.
I see a camel toe. That's what this guy says. How we doing?
We're doing good, dude. The episode's over.
The episode is over.
We had so much fun reading these guys' fucking little messages.
Yeah. Well, get ready for a fucking year of that. I'm just going to find. Yeah, she does have big tits, though.
Oh, yeah. Who's this?
That's Momo.
Damn, okay.
That's how we right,
maybe
started.
You were right. Mm-hmm. All right, and that's a beautiful way to end this. Mm. Everyone, go beat off.
That's what I call a gift dress. One unwrapping, and she's fully naked, ready to be used for your pleasure.
Oh, yeah. These kids have never had sex.
For pleasure.
And that's why he calls it a gift dress.
Yep, because it's a gift.
Because that makes sense. That's schizophrenia.
Yeah.
That's what I call a gift dress.
No, you know that. Oh, you're right. There's certain. She does have a nice little pair on her for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Momo.
That is a type of porn where a guy, it's called like luxury porn or something.
Yeah, you would know.
Where a guy gives a woman an expensive dress.
You have got to be kidding me.
I swear to God. I met this guy once that told me he jacked off. That's what he jacks off to.
Really? You met yourself?
Guy, yeah.
No, it wasn't me.
You met a guy.
It wasn't me.
Adam meets another classic Adam meets a guy story.
You meet a lot of guys who do gay shit. Yeah.
Luxury porn. No. It is quite possibly the gayest straight porn you can watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's just like, look how fabulous and the most Jewish.
I need my face buried between Benny's fat ass cheeks.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. I would love it if K-pop fap had like just one just hood ass black dude on here.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
It's all
nerds.
It's all Korean 12-year-olds, and then one guy's like, you know, just fucking.
Yeah. Beep.
I'll tell you why. But
They're like, it is not honorable the way you describe her body.
Well, all right. Yeah.